With warm summer nights, it's ideal for sky watchers to take some time and look up at what's happening in the sky. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to help us know what to look for or what we're looking at is Selene amateur astronomer Dr. Brian Autumn. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you for having me.
We've been seeing some bright planets in the sky lately. What are we looking at?
Well, this is the best time of year in Michigan to be stargazing because of, like you said, warm nights, and it tends to be clear a lot. So right after sunset, about 9:30, if you look south, you'll see two bright stars, one very bright one, that's Jupiter, and then just to its left is Saturn.
So we're seeing the moon and we're seeing two major planets. Are they pretty close together?
Yes, and what's interesting is the moon is going to be close to the planets, and so on the 9th, we have the moon getting very close to Jupiter, which is going to be very cool to see on the 9th. And then just two nights later, on the 11th, you got the moon taking a tour next to Saturn. And so that's kind of a two really good conjunctions.
And when Saturn moves in, does Jupiter move out, or are we still kind of seeing all three of them?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, Jupiter will still be there, but it's the moon that's moving leftward from night to night.
Okay, so that is something definitely to look forward to. Is this a very rare occurrence, or do we see it every year at this time?
It is a bit rare to have it so nicely placed and the moon so close. Yes, and so it is a bit unusual that the moon is getting so close to, especially Jupiter on the 9th.
And then we've got the annual Perseid meteor showers. I know I look forward to that every year. What are we talking about that this year?
The Perseids are the best meteors of the year. They produce a lot of bright fireballs streaking across the sky. I love getting out and taking a look at them, and it takes no equipment. You just lay on the ground and with usually a pad or a chair and just look up. You don't need to look in any special spot. Usually they will peak on the 12th and 13th of August every year. This year, unfortunately, we got that full moon happening just after that, so the moon is very bright. So if people want to see the Perseid meteor showers, the best thing is to get out there, and even starting on the 10th, as late as they can go. So if you can get up early in the morning, it's even better, just before dawn.
And what's the advice on that, to get as far away from the city lights as you can, lay on your back, bring binoculars? What do you advise?
Well, that's you got the right thing about avoiding city lights. Yes, if you just go out your backyard, and if you're typical of us living in the suburban skies with lots of light pollution, you'll see basically very little, and it might be frustrating. But if you can get out there where it's nice and dark, you're going to see a lot more meteors. And if you can get out there after the moon goes down, let's say in the middle of the night, before dawn, then you'll see the most meteors.
Do you look west or east, or what direction are we looking? Does it matter?
Does not matter. No, you want to just look to see where you have the best and the most exposure to the sky. And if you can get out away from trees and lay down that blanket and look straight up.
What's the most amount you've ever seen?
Well, a friend and I went out 3 years ago, and we counted 237.
Seriously?
237.
I'm lucky if I see two. And you're over what time span?
Well, we stayed up most of the night, okay? So there were clouds that went through, so we had about an hour and a half of clouds. But basically, we were up all night, and it was pretty spectacular.
Is it something you advise people to do?
Oh, yeah. But I wouldn't do it this year because we got that full moon, okay? So on the 12th and 13th, the peak times, that moon is pretty much interfering and is bright, and it washes out all but the brightest meteors for all evening until the moon goes down, let's say, around 3. So there's not much really opportunity to see a lot of meteors when that moon is interfering so much.
I'm still going to look anyway. Are you still going to look anyway?
I'll be out there. I might even take some pictures because those fireballs are very cool.
Speaking of pictures, you have a remote-controlled telescope in the New Mexico desert. You recently took some footage of the moon, and we put that on our Facebook page. So thanks for letting us share that.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Brian Autumn, he's technically an amateur astronomer, but he sure knows a lot. And we're very grateful for your sharing your expertise with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Glad to be here.